In Afghanistan, one of the first problems the new government is trying to address is how to reform a country that's been ruled by guns for more than two decades. An entire generation of Afghan men has known no profession other than soldiering. The government wants to return armed fighters to civilian life. But as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Mazar-e-Sharif, many are reluctant to hand in the weapons they see as their only means of livelihood.
Anti-Taliban soldier Saeed Nadir and a dozen or so comrades are cooling their heels these days. They sing, play a homemade wooden flute, and lie around in a mud hut just outside Afghanistan's second largest city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Until 2 weeks ago, Saeed's scraggly armed group cruised the streets of Mazar in a beat-up Toyota pickup. Then they were ordered to redeploy beyond the city limits. Now, with Afghanistan returning to a tentative peace, Saeed is pondering his future.
I don't have an education. I can't read or write. I'd like to go to school, learn a profession, maybe open a shop. I want to live a normal life, to have a car, a house. But all I know are guns and war. I've never thought about anything else.
In Saeed's group of 18 to 24-year-olds, only one fighter has ever held a job. They were each given an average of $20 for signing up with the anti-Taliban forces. Now alliance commanders want to confiscate guns from so-called unauthorized units. The government's goal is to set up a smaller, regular army. But with its coffers empty, it's not clear where the money will come from. 18-year-old Rahmatullah says those who freed Afghanistan from the Taliban must be taken care of.
The government needs to create normal conditions for our soldiers so we can feed our families. We're willing to turn in our guns, but not unless we get jobs and money. We need places to live and food to eat. Otherwise, why should we hand in our weapons? They're all we have.
And Rahmatullah's unit has plenty of weapons. They show off Kalashnikov rifles, machine guns, a double-barreled anti-aircraft gun, a howitzer, and boxes full of ammunition. They say if the government doesn't give out compensation for the arms, they're up for sale to the highest bidder. One fighter cocks and fires a Kalashnikov rifle. Sale price, $150. That's down from the $200 it would have fetched during the war. For those who need more firepower, $2,000 will buy the anti-aircraft gun. And for $5,000, a friend can arrange the purchase of a 30-year-old Soviet-made T-55 tank. Afghans say anything can be procured through middlemen here, given the right price. Deputy Defense Minister Rashid Dostum says it will take years to round up the sea of weapons. There have been minor skirmishes between rival groups over the past few weeks. But Dostum says collecting the guns will not bring instant tranquility.
Even if the process of totally disarming Afghanistan is accomplished successfully, in my opinion, these minor conflicts will continue for the next 10 or 15 years. Even before the 23 years of war, even during the reign of the king, Afghans always had conflicts and feuds. If Afghans didn't have guns, they fought with shovels and sticks.
Fighter Saeed Nadir says he's not about to go back to shovels and sticks.
If we have no jobs and no money, we'll be forced to do bad things. Even if they take our guns away, we'll find new ones. We'll kidnap people for ransom. We'll steal. We'll rob cars as they drive down the road. I don't want to do this, but I'm ready to, in order to survive.
Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Mazar-e-Sharif, Afghanistan.